Zach and I were thinking about this year. Our kids still have not seen Home Alone. I forget about it sometimes because it's older, but we might have to introduce that one to our kids, except I'm nervous that they'll get some ideas. I mean, I guess watch at your own risk.
Welcome to the Imperfectly Empowered Podcast with DIY healthy lifestyle blogger, Anna Fulmer, empowering you to transform your life one imperfect day at a time.
If you have not entered yet to win the $100 Amazon giveaway in celebration of the upcoming 100th episode of the Imperfectly Empowered Podcast, be sure to do so. Don't miss your chance to enter. You can click on the link in the show notes, on the blog post. If you're watching on YouTube, click on the description below. In celebration, really, of you and the fact that I am here because of you. As I've mentioned, one of the ways you can enter is by leaving a review on Apple, which I'd be so grateful for. That helps the podcast. Which was your favorite episode over this last year? Mention it in the review. Give a shout out to the guest. I will make sure they see it. I would not be here without you. So grateful for you. Be sure to enter the giveaway. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. Well, maybe. Yes, we have a Christmas episode. Don't hate me, those of you who don't like anything Christmas before Thanksgiving. I get very excited about Christmas and Christmas movies. So I realize Thanksgiving is not here yet, but 'tis the season. It is coming. The Christmas stuff is out. I'm not bypassing Thanksgiving. However, in celebration of the season, to help you get ready, I am sharing 65 of the best ever Christmas movies. My favorite Christmas movies of all time. What happened is a year ago around this time, I polled my audience, so on my blog and my social media, and I said, share with me your favorite Christmas movies, because I don't know about you, but I love recommendations, and oftentimes I'm scrolling through and I think like, man, I just wish if somebody could let me know, did they watch this? Is it worth it? Because so often descriptions and trailers are useless. So I polled my audience, and oh my word, did they deliver. They gave me so many recommendations. I did update the list after I posted it last year, and I'm going to ask for the same thing at the end of the list this year. I have decided it needs to become a yearly tradition because new Christmas movies come out every year, and I will keep the list updated. Listen, maybe in 10 years, we'll have like hundreds. Wouldn't that be awesome? So from Netflix to Hallmark, here are 65 of the best Christmas movies. 55 of them, the first 55, are reader-recommended Christmas movies. I have also watched a lot of these, but not all of them. And then the last 10 are my top 5 Hallmark Christmas movies. And then my top 5 all-time favorite Christmas movies that we watch year after year, including my number one favorite Christmas movie that I have watched every Christmas Eve for probably the last 20 years. Can you guess what it is? I know everyone's tradition is a little different, but see if you can figure it out by the time we get to that point. Okay, reader recommended Christmas movies. Like I said, some of these I have seen, some of these I haven't. I also want to make a note before I start reading these off. There are links to every single one of these movies on the blog post. On my website, hammersandhogs.com, there's a link to every single one of these. On YouTube, I'm not sure how many we can link, but we will make sure we get as many of them as possible in the description for you for easy access. But here we go. Finding Father Christmas, The Christmas Ornament, Midnight Masquerade, 12 Dates of Christmas, The Most Wonderful Time of the Year, The Night Before Christmas, that is The Night with a K, N-I-G-H-T, Holiday in the Wild, A Castle for Christmas. This one was fun. It was bringing back Scottish roots for us. Operation Christmas Drop. A fun fact, this was shot on an island that my cousin is from. And it's also kind of cool because it's a similar Polynesian culture to where we are adopting from. So that was kind of a fun fact. Also super cool about this movie, it is based on a true story. And I won't spoil it, but basically, from what I understand, this is something that the Army still does to this day. You can imagine Operation Christmas Drop. They are dropping things out of planes. It's really an incredible story. I really appreciated the historical accuracy of it. It was really, really fascinating. And my cousin actually verified this from experience. Holidate, White Christmas, sisters, da 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 da. Right? I think that's how it goes. If anyone knows that song really well, you can tell me if I was off pitch there. I can't remember exactly how it goes, but that's the one that always comes to mind, other than I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know. Anyway, moving on. I'm so excited for Christmas, you guys. I've not started playing Christmas music yet. It's all in my own head. And you might be thinking, Anna, keep it there. Keep the music in your head. I apologize. Moving on. I will stop singing. A Christmas Prince. The Princess Switch. There's like three of these now. This is with Vanessa Hudgens, the girl that was in High School Musical. Fun fact. Single All the Way. Christmas with a Prince. Die Hard. I remember when I pulled everyone last year and a couple people mentioned Die Hard. Apparently, this is one up for debate, but as is Iron Man 3, remember, these are reader recommendations, not mine, but apparently these are two that have been thrown into the mix by some of my male readers, if you will. So take that for what you will. Die Hard and Iron Man 3. Love Hard. A Boy Called Christmas. I had a lot of people recommend that one. I've actually not seen that one yet. Klaus, I guess I should say, K-L-A-U-S. I just saw, I think there's a second one out. I forget where I saw that. Netflix, maybe? I think there's a second one, Klaus. So if you like the first one. A Very Nutty Christmas. Noel. Christmas Chronicles. The Holiday Calendar. The Fourth Wise Man. Holiday Inn. This one's an old one. This is like Bing Crosby, Fred Astaire. I've not seen this one either, but a couple people, apparently this is a favorite. This one's also older. Christmas in Connecticut. The Family Stone. Bridget Jones' Diary. It's a Wonderful Life. Christmas with the Cranks. That one's with Tim Allen and Jamie Lee Curtis. I've not seen that one either, actually. Home Alone. Zach and I were thinking about this year. Our kids still have not seen Home Alone. I forget about it sometimes because it's older, but we might have to introduce that one to our kids, except I'm nervous that they'll get some ideas. I mean, I guess watch at your own risk. Miracle on Christmas, A Match Made at Christmas, Too Close for Christmas, The Christmas Card, All I Want for Christmas, The Shop Around the Corner, Broadcasting Christmas, A Cinderella Story, A Christmas Wish, A Country Christmas, the 2013 version. My reader told me to clarify that. I guess there's more than one. Small Town Santa, Annie Claus is Coming to Town. I had never heard of that one. Remember the Night, The Star, Instant Family, Holiday, the 1938 version, Eloise at Christmas Time, Daddy's Home 2, Deck the Halls, Jingle All the Way 1 and 2, A Medea Christmas. That's with Tyler Perry. If anyone is not familiar with that line, those are usually pretty funny. The Nutcracker and Four Realms, Pete's Christmas. We're getting to the top 10. Good Luck, Charlie, It's Christmas. That sounds like something my grandfather would say. Good luck, Charlie.
You have tried it all. Worried you will never lose the extra weight or reclaim the energy you once enjoyed? Want to achieve fat loss without spending hours in a gym or eliminating entire food groups from your diet? Well, now you can. In the virtual Faster Way to Fat Loss with Anna, my 6-week fitness and nutrition program, You will learn how to pair effective 30-minute workouts with all-natural, evidence-based nutritional strategies to leverage what you eat and when you eat to reset your metabolism and burn fat fast, even that stubborn belly fat. I am a dual-certified nurse practitioner passionate about teaching sustainable strategies to promote fat loss and prevent disease. I have cheered on thousands of clients who have done just that with the Faster Way program. In my 6-week program, the average client currently sheds 7 inches of body fat. 93% report more energy, and 89% state that their mental health has improved. 100% of clients report they feel this program is sustainable. Curious to try the program but not sure if the strategies will work for you? Try the Faster Way strategies for free. Head to www.hammersandhugs.com and sign up for my free 7-day fat loss accelerator course today and start your own transformation story.
A Christmas movie Christmas. Okay, those were the reader favorites. I have seen some of those. A lot of them I have not. But now let's talk about my top 5 favorite Hallmark Christmas movies. This heading, this introduction should really say my top 5 favorite Hallmark-ish Christmas movies of all time, because these are not all truly Hallmark movies, but I think you get the point. If you do not like the cheesy and predictable girl meets boy, life gets in the way of girl and boy, followed by love conquering all kind of 90-minute plotline, then just fast forward, because that's what's coming. You've been warned. But give me all the festive, cheesy Hallmark movies. I love it. Make me warm and fuzzy inside. Okay, countdown. Number 5, A California Christmas. This one is on Netflix. And fun fact, I did not know this. Somebody pointed this out. Apparently, the couple in this Netflix, there's 2 parts, actually. I just saw there's a California Christmas 2 now. They're actually married in real life, which I think is awesome. I love that. I think he might have been the producer. But anyway, so that's kind of fun. I love that, especially when you don't realize it. And it's like, oh my gosh, they're actually married. So cute. I did not know that till after I posted it. It really is cute. A California Christmas. Number 4, The Spirit of Christmas. I really like this one. It's he's basically like the ghost of Christmas that's trapped in this time loop. And anyway, if you enjoy like the time fantasy element to it, which I'm a huge fantasy genre fan, so add that to cheesy, predictable love story Christmas, please. Top 5 for sure. Love at the Christmas Table. I have realized that the girl who is in this movie, and of course, I don't know the actress's name, she shows up more than once on this list. So apparently I like her. But this one is so cute. Just to give you a little plot story, I've already watched this one, and it's not even Thanksgiving. I've already watched this one this season. But basically, they grow up together, meeting their families, all get together at Christmas time every single year. And she basically falls in love with him. They fall in love with each other over the course of their 30 years meeting at the Christmas Table every year. And it's just really, really, it's really sweet. I loved this one. Love at the Christmas Table. Number 2, A Cinderella Christmas. Not a shocker. Traditional Cinderella story. Tale as old as time. I know. I still love it. No shame. Cheesy. I don't have to tell you the plot line because you are probably very familiar with it, but I like it all the same. Okay, my number 1 favorite Hallmark Christmas movie is with the same girl in Love at the Christmas Table. It's terrible. I don't have her name written down here. And it's called A Crown for Christmas. Again, similar to the Cinderella story, except there's a kid involved, which always warms my heart as a mom. I don't know. I always love the, again, very classic, cheesy Hallmark story. But, you know, it's like a single parent who has a young child and they meet a single without a child. It's basically a prince with a child or king with a child. And then a nanny who ends up becoming more than the nanny. Spoiler alert. I love it, though. I love it. The little girl in it is adorable. Top favorite. Oh, and I have to tell you, the selling point of this one, ladies, is I think his name's Rupert Jones. He's also in Persuasion, the Jane Austen movie by, I think it would have been Masterpiece. I can't remember. He's phenomenal. I mean, he's one of those British actors who you could convince me there's actually a touch of royalty in his blood, just the way that he carries himself. And he's very, very convincing as British royalty. He's brilliant in this movie. He's also brilliant in Persuasion. Okay. My top favorite Christmas movies of all time. Of all time. Number five, Miracle on 34th Street. This is the one with Richard Attenborough. It's the newer one. And it melts my heart every time I see it. The young actress, Mara Wilson, as the little girl who isn't allowed to believe in magic, is just adorable. She is the cutest. And Richard Attenborough, of course, is the man who believes himself to be Santa Claus. It is such a lovely adaptation of Miracle on 34th Street. And everything about it conveys the magic of Christmas in a very heartwarming way. So Miracle on 34th Street, and it's Richard Attenborough. He's just fabulous. Number four, on a very different note, The Santa Claus by Tim Allen. Tim Allen makes me laugh and give me some laughter plus Christmas magic, and it's going to hit the top five. I love the first one. I mean, I think there's two or three, good grief, but it makes me laugh. It's funny. The little boy's adorable. The Santa Claus. Number three, The Polar Express. What makes this movie a top five for me is the music. The storyline is sweet as well, and Tom Hanks is phenomenal as an actor. If you don't know, I think he plays five characters in this movie. It might not be quite that many voices, but he does a lot of voices in this movie. Actually, I think it is almost five. Anyway, Google it if you're interested when you watch it, but he plays multiple voices in this movie. But really, it's the soundtrack that makes this a Christmas regular in our home. The soundtrack makes it magical. Number two, speaking of soundtracks, my second favorite movie at Christmas of all time is one many of you may not be familiar with, and it's called The Snowman. This is a film that truly has one of the most magical scores I have ever heard. It is a British classic, and it is strictly music with no words. There's no dialogue in this movie. And yet my children, year after year, including myself as an adult, still sit mesmerized every year through this movie. I think it's 20 to 30 minutes long. It's a lovely testimony to the power of music to convey emotion. There's moments in it that I remember my kids would actually feel a little frightened because of the music. And then as soon as that passes and it's fascinating, especially with younger kids, to just watch them engage based on the music alone. It's a really, really interesting case study, if you will, to note the power of music to convey emotion. But there's a song that's called Flying Through the Air. It gives me goosebumps every time. If you appreciate a musical score, you will not regret watching The Snowman. It is my second favorite of all time. The best Christmas movie, however, of all time, the one that we love so much that I, in fact, have watched it for probably about 20 years in a row now on Christmas Eve. We started watching this movie years ago as a family, myself growing up. And now, two decades later, we watch this movie with our children every Christmas Eve. In fact, my family, my mom, my dad, my sister, my brother and sister-in-law, if they are here that year for Christmas, come over to our house and watch this movie as well. We're still watching it as a family. 20 years later, it is, can you guess? Ba-da-da-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba, it feels like Christmas. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-ba-da-da-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba- It is The Muppets Christmas Carol. The Muppets Christmas Carol. I should have actually started singing the love song. How's that one go? Ba 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 ba. Da 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 da. I can't remember the words. Ba 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 ba. It's so funny because we used to fast forward it all the time as kids. And then did you anyone notice who loves this movie that there's a version that cuts out this song? It's almost like they pulled their audience and everyone was like, oh my gosh, just get rid of it. We all fast forward through it. But then my brother texted me, apparently the version on Disney Plus or something is the full version, which includes this song. Anyway, fun fact. It's really funny though. I feel like everyone fast forwards through that. Although I will throw this out there, as a British literature fanatic myself, the book is phenomenal. People forget that this is actually a Charles Dickens book, but I highly recommend reading The Christmas Carol. Just be aware, it is not quite as uplifting as the movie. And that love story is actually quite sad. But Michael Caine is the definitive Ebenezer Scrooge. And the fact that he is acting opposite fabric puppets makes his performance all the more masterful in my mind. Every year I watch this, I admire his performance. It's truly impressive that this is such a popular, well-known Christmas movie, loved by many, and Michael Caine's basically acting opposite fabric on somebody's hand. I mean, really, it's an incredible, incredible concept. And again, the music in this movie is nothing short of Christmas magic. When I polled my audience last year and I asked for your recommendations, one of my readers, she sent me this, I think 20 of her favorite. And I got a lot of responses. And she goes, I am so sorry. As I was typing these, by the time I press send, I realized I sent you probably 20 recommendations. And she apologized. And I said, okay, it is not possible to have too many favorite Christmas movies. So if I missed one that you think should be added to this list, or maybe it's a new one that came out this year and I haven't like gotten through, I'm giving this to you ahead of time so that you know what to search for and click and add it to your watch list. So at any point, feel free to add more to this list and I will make sure that we update this year after year. Happy Thanksgiving, by the way. So much to be grateful for, including Christmas movies. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Imperfectly Empowered Podcast. I would love to hear your thoughts from today. Head to your preferred podcasting platform and give the show an honest review and let me know what you think. Remember, you cannot be redefined, only redeveloped one imperfect day at a time. Your story matters and you are loved.